Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning to you. A few minutes after 5 on your Tuesday morning, the 9th day of December, and here we are, considerably warmer out there this morning. I know it's in the 30s. Sorry to gripe about the weather again, but I was freezing on Sunday, and I'm glad to hear today is going to be basically temperature-wise the pick day of the week. We're going to get temperatures potentially, what did I hear, near 50 today?
I can't even remember, but I mean, 32 degrees, like you said, feels warm after you've been dealing with the low 20s. It's all about perspective.
It's all about perspective, which we're trying to keep around here every single day. We've got a big show for you today. Lots of stuff to talk about. So just some unbelievable stuff going on with, we talked about California and maybe Illinois and other states giving driver's license to illegals. And now there's more evidence of like another state and how lax they are about just handing over the right to drive to people who can't speak English, have no background check at all on their driving record in other countries. They're willing to take their driver's license from a foreign country and rubber stamp them basically in the United States to drive, which means when you're driving down the interstate at 65 or 70 miles an hour with your family in the car, the person in the car next to you or coming towards you might have no driving skills at all, probably doesn't have insurance, speaks a foreign language and can't read the road signs, and your family gets put at risk on the road about this. So I'm a little fired up over that. When I saw this story, I'm like, I got to bring that to the people in the morning so they see what's going on in this country. It's all intentional. There's a serious intentionality to what's been done here over the last 4 or 5 years, certainly when it comes to letting illegals into this country. As John Kennedy said, they're illegal. Illegal immigration means they're illegal. He's one of my favorites of all time. John Kennedy, for sure. Yeah, we got that. We got lots of good stuff for John Lampe coming up today. Of course, it's Tuesday. Don't have Todd Pyro today. Did we figure out why that loser is skipping us today?
I did not figure that out.
I don't know what he's doing. I saw him on the air this morning. So I know he's up there at Big Fox. He must have other plans. He must be filling in for somebody somewhere. We'll figure it out next week when we get him back on here. We're going to check in with Ryan Wiggins a little later. It is 2A Tuesday. Some major, we'll talk about this here in a second, some major gun legislation is going to be proposed in the Republican legislature this year in Missouri. Now, is it DOA? I don't know. But it's being proposed by a guy whose voice you often hear on this radio station, Steve Butts. He's on the Reardon Roundtable fairly regularly, and paints himself as a very moderate Democrat. If you hear him talk, he is one of the ones who to his credit, is willing to go on this radio station and discuss ideas. And even when he doesn't agree and argue, he doesn't get upset. He's reasonable about that. But he's basically got some red flag legislation that he's wanting to add to the Missouri laws. And, you know, I talked to my friend Nick Schroer last night, who's filed almost the exact opposite legislation to prevent something like this. So we're going to talk about it this morning. And since it is 2A Tuesday, we'll kick that around a little bit here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Ethan, I want us to get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
This turns blue. Now, there are those that say, ain't no way we done tried it 50 kinds of ways. Let me be clear, y'all ain't never tried it the JC way. We used to telling us what I can't do, but they have no idea what Crockett's crew will do.
Yo, boy, MICDS coming to the Senate in the state of Texas. How about that? MICDS finest. Jasmine Crockett has announced she's running for the Senate in the state of Texas. And not only that, she's not just going to turn John Cornyn's seat blue. She's turning the whole state with her.
Fox News Alert now, Sander. Interim U.S. Attorney for the state of New Jersey, Alina Haba, has resigned. Attorney General Pam Bondi says that she has accepted Haba's resignation after the Third Circuit Court's decision disqualifying Haba from serving.
What a shame. The president is rightly pissed off over this. He's got a bunch of U.S. attorneys he's tried to appoint in states where there are two Democrat senators, and they've got this little trick called a blue slip where you can't override, you can't submit somebody if either of the Democrat senators are opposed to it. And for some reason, the Republicans in charge of the Senate are honoring that. The Democrats wouldn't, but the Republicans are. And now, one more time, we failed at appointing a U.S. attorney. The good news about Alina Haba, she's smart as a whip, and they're keeping her around at DOJ in another role. Thank you, Pam Bondi.
Okay, so as long as he brought his birth certificate from Africa, he'll be okay to get his driver's license?
So that is one form of IAD that we can accept for the exam process to get him started. The other one needs to bear a signature.
So would you take like a country ID? Because they do kind of similar to the state.
There you have it. Just a little sample of the phone conversation the guy was having, the undercover reporter was having with the DMV, proving in that particular state just how easy it is for somebody who's here illegally to get a driver's license. And guess what? If you have motor voter, you're automatically given the right to vote. You're added to the voter rolls if you can get a driver's license in many states.
I really wanted to file a bill that narrowly defined who could alert law enforcement, get a court order to get the weapons on a temporary basis out of the home.
Representative Steve Butz says his proposal creates an extreme risk order of protection to take weapons for a short time from someone who presents an immediate and present danger of injury to themselves or others.
Yeah, that's the story I was mentioning there. What Channel 4 reported on that. I don't know if the others have yet or not. But Butz is floating basically an extreme risk gun removal bill, otherwise known as a red flag law. And I don't think it's going to go anywhere. He was suggesting in this story he's trying desperately to get some bipartisan support for this. The problem that you have here is the slippery slope problem. Now, Steve argues in this bill, it would specifically not include like a neighbor. But the example they're using is the kid that shot up the Gateway Performing Arts Center down here.
That there were efforts to get the gun removed because there were concerns about what his mental health, and that nothing was done. Is that
the family called police to the home. There's video of their police cameras because they were concerned that he had a gun. But he was of legal age, and there was no reason for them to take the gun away from him, so they didn't. Now, in my opinion, and we could talk about this, what they're trying to do here is skip the obvious problem, which is why couldn't the family get the guy admitted for mental health care? He clearly had mental health problems. He had diaries going back a year or two explaining his desire to shoot up that particular school, and nothing was done about it at all. Now, the family was aware that he had mental problems. Why wasn't he put into a system whereby you would be disqualified from owning guns because you're a nutcase? Those are the laws we need to focus on instead of these so-called red flag laws. Now, Steve says, you know, they would very quickly get a hearing.
Nothing is quick when it comes to a hearing.
If you go to a home and somebody's threatening somebody with a gun, the police can take that gun away. In this particular case, there wasn't a threat yet. The family was just concerned, but he hadn't threatened anybody with the gun. So what he's saying is you should be able to take the gun first and then go to a court and then maybe later give it back. Just replace Second Amendment with First Amendment or any of your other rights that you would like to see stripped from you without there first being a court hearing. We're going to strip you of your constitutional right first, and then we're going to go back and have a court hearing about it. I don't think people would put up with that in any other case, would be my take on it. And Nick Schroer sent me a copy of his bill, which is 100% opposite that in the other direction, and basically Missouri would be a no-go zone for red flag laws, particularly if they came from the federal government. But Nick says if it came from either side. So we'll I'll read you more of the text of his bill. His goes even further in many ways to protect you if you're a concealed carry holder and you have to use your weapon. He wants there to be a presumption of innocence there, like not a presumption of innocence, a presumption of defense in those cases. It would add that kind of language into the bill. So those are competing in a Republican supermajority legislature, you would hope that it would be Nick Schroer's bill that is gaining ground down there in Jeff City and not the one that Butts just submitted there. All right, we'll get to a quick break here and our national anthem. We'll be back in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just enjoying a little Van Halen this morning. Come on. Ethan, you know, Ethan's like, all right, anytime you're ready, Mark, you can start talking again. Please do that now. I've got a friend. I'm going to get him back on the air here. His name is Kurt Schwab. He's running in the 5th district down in Texas. And this would have been the district that was redrawn that drew Jasmine Crockett out of office. And, of course, it's a little bit of a free-for-all down in Texas right now because nobody was sure the plan to redistrict would survive court challenges, right? And it did. And now there's such a scramble for people. I actually heard yesterday a report that Daryl Issa, the former congressman from California, is considering moving to Texas to run in one of these now leaning red areas around Dallas. And I don't know if it's the same one my buddy's in or not. He was like, he ran 2 years ago and lost in a close primary. And then the primary winner was a Republican in what was then a blue district, and he lost in the general election. And Kurt is at it again. He was from St. Louis. I met him here. He was a viewer from my days back at Channel 4, which is how I got to be friends with him. And he's now down there. He's wearing the big 10-gallon hat, and he's running for Congress in Texas. So I'm going to get him on here and talk about that mess because, you know, for those of us looking at it from up here, in Missouri, that is, in Illinois, it's a little bit confusing. But Crockett's district is one of the ones that got redrawn, and now Jasmine Crockett is running against John Cornyn. And he's got two primary challengers, the Republican senator. So he's got to get through a primary, and then he's got to run for reelection. And you'd have to think Crockett would probably, I think there was one other Democrat who's now suggesting he's going to drop out now that Crockett's put her name in the hat.
Is she the leader of the Democratic Party in your mind?
I don't know who else would be.
It was AOC for a really long time, but she's been quiet, or maybe Jasmine Crockett's just that loud. Ilhan Omar has been very loud, too, especially in relation to this whole Somali debacle out of Minnesota.
Yeah. I mean, what she is overall not very smart. But here was her announcement yesterday. Go to cut number two, please.
Texas turns blue. It won't be because of any one candidate, but because of each and every one of you doing your part. Turning Texas blue is what I want to talk to y'all about today. Now, there are those that say, ain't no way we done tried it 50 kinds of ways. Let me be clear, y'all ain't never tried it the JC way. We used to telling us what I can't do. But they have no idea what Crockett's crew will do.
Plenty of reports of people in her own crew who don't like her very much. But here's why Jasmine Crockett will not be successful in the state of Texas. Recent interview with Jasmine on her idea for taxation and, of course, restitution for slavery for every black person in America. Go to cut six, please.
One of the things that they propose is black folk not have to pay taxes for a certain amount of time, because then again, that puts money back in your pocket. But at the same time, it may not be as objectionable to some people about actually giving out dollars. But obviously, then you start dealing with the different tax brackets and things like that. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, we argue the reparations make sense, because so many black folk, not only do you owe for the labor that was stolen and killed and all the other things, right? But the fact is, like, we end up being so far.
So if you're half black, do you pay like just half the taxes?
I don't know. I want a 2% decrease. I found that in my DNA thing when I did that test.
Everyone go like get West your Africa. Ancestry just to find some trace of it.
Thank you. I want my money back. Jasmine Crockett is not going to be the next senator from the state of Texas. Can I just tell you that? All right. Coming up, we'll get to Kim on a Wednesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Me too.
Kim on a whim.
Well, well, well. Illinois is not looking so great yet again. And it's because of this sanctuary city state bogus. And J.B. Pritzker is just doing everything he can, for whatever reason, to protect illegals. Which makes absolutely no sense to me. But ICE ended up sending a letter to Illinois and is saying, hey, there are tens of thousands of criminal illegal aliens who are currently in state custody. And before you release them back into the community, you know, to be in the neighborhoods where maybe some of you live with your children running around or riding their bikes, they're supposed to notify ICE so that they're not able to do that. And so that's the reason why ICE will put detainers on these people. Well, Illinois has completely ignored that. And ICE is saying that the state of Illinois has released close to 1,800 criminal illegal aliens with active ICE detainers back onto the streets.
And what kind of charges were they facing?
I'm glad you asked that question, Mark.
Huh.
Includes 5 homicides, 141 assaults, 23 burglaries, 4 robberies, 24 dangerous drug offenses, 15 weapons charges, and 10 sexual predatory offenses.
You know, I love my peeps over in Southern Illinois, but I also feel sorry for you because your politics are dominated by these liberal progs up in Springfield, in Chicago, and this is the result right here. This is the result. These people are in your community right over here in the Metro East. These criminals that were released because J.B. Pritzker doesn't like the immigration policies of the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. He's allowing criminals and rapists and murderers to evade jail time or deportation just because he disagrees with federal law.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal.
First of all, anyone who has been convicted of a homicide, why is anybody getting out? Whether they're, I mean, usually they're in there for at least 30 years. Like a life sentence in Missouri, I believe, is 30 years. It's not literally their entire life. But why are these people getting out? That's my question. I mean, these are some serious charges right here.
Yes.
And the fact that they're going against what they're supposed to be doing by notifying ICE so that they can then be taken into custody, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that Illinois is doing that. You have Zohran Mamdani, the mayor-elect out of New York City, who's released a video basically letting everyone know, these are your rights. If ICE goes here, they can't do anything. If they go here, they can't do anything. And it's really become very hostile. Fox Business interviewed the former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf because there's this report that came out that's caused some distraction, and the Democrats, the liberal media has really latched onto it. And that's this report that ICE has arrested 75,000 of these people who don't have a criminal record. And listen to how this guy, Chad Wolf, responds to that report.
A little bit. That same report actually says that they're arresting over two-thirds, over 150,000 folks with criminal records. And so if you look at the total population of that report, it's saying two-thirds have criminal records that they are arresting and obviously removing. And so this tracks with what DHS has been saying and DOJ have been saying, that almost up to 70% that they are focused on have criminal records.
Also, let the record reflect that if you've come into our country illegally, and many of them have tried to go back and they've repeatedly come across our border illegally, that in and of itself is not okay. You still came in a way that is not okay.
Well, illegal is illegal, the last
right.
time I checked. And I hear these people make this argument all the time. Well, no human being is illegal. How can you dare say that? Well, back to the sensitivity training side of this. You know, I've spoken with so many people who are legal immigrants to this country, who've come to this country, who've achieved the American dream, who are angry at the discussion that you might be able to pull this off, right? To jump ahead of the line. It's not, I brought up the Six Flags analogy before, or Disney. It's like you wait in line 4 hours for a ride, which is ridiculous. Maybe 2 hours.
No, I think some are 4 hours.
And somebody comes up at the last minute and gets in front of you. Would you be okay with that? No. And this is a much more serious issue. Many of these people, the fact that they're here illegally is reason enough to deport them. I don't care if you like them. I don't care. That doesn't mean they're bad people. They did, however, cheat the system and break the law. And you can't just look the other way on that. You cannot just look the other way on that. Kim, I don't want to impede on your thing here, but I've got a great soundbite here from Gene Simmons of KISS. Did you know he's an immigrant to this country?
Let's hear it.
He is. And he argued, he was at the Kennedy Center Honors the other night, and they asked him about, afterwards, he was doing an interview on CNN, and they asked him about the American dream and people who are here illegally. This is Gene Simmons of KISS. Hit it.
I get very emotional talking about this because I wasn't born in America. I know I don't look Swiss. My mother and I came here as legal immigrants because there is a difference. And we waited in line for years until we finally came in. And one of the first images I saw on television was a man, and he was flying through the air with no jets or anything and just a cape on his back. And my mind was blown. What kind of country is this? And every chance, I mean, I'm still amazed by the wonder that's America. And I get flack for that, for people saying, well, you're doing soundbites. No, I deeply love and am amazed by this country. No matter all the problems, there's always, you know, people always argue about stuff. But the wonder that is America is that I can be here, first generation legal immigrant, and people who've been here for hundreds of years don't say, go to the back of the line. I can have access to any position in power I can have as long as I'm willing to work for it.
It well said. I didn't know that. And it's such a slap in the face to people like his family, who spent years waiting to actually go about that legally in the correct way. It is. It's cutting a line.
It is cutting the line. And locally we've had a couple of cases here where the TV news will try to tug at the heartstrings, and they'll profile somebody who, poor little Joey, is waiting at the door where his father's shoes sit because his father went to work one day and didn't come home. Poor little Joey. But his dad was here illegally, and the family never dealt with the situation. And now, well, we should just ignore that. Well, should we? Really? If somebody just walked in your front door and started living in your living room, would that be okay? I guess maybe there's some crazies out there that would think that's okay. But there's a reason you lock your door at night. And this country has overlooked this for so long. The left, particularly people like J.B. Pritzker, these progs, just want you to overlook it. We'll get into it a little later on the driver's license thing. But in many states, they have motor voter laws where when you sign up to get your driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote.
Right.
So if you're giving driver's license to illegals, what's your purpose behind that? I'd love to know the answer to that. And coming up here after Kim's segment, a guy who fell off my radar a few years ago in terms of being a host that I listened to or paid much attention to has reemerged in a major way, and I couldn't agree with him more. And one of his issues is this immigration issue, and the other is other U.S. laws just being ignored. So we're going to get to that in an upcoming segment. But, Kim, I agree. Pritzker is off the reservation here. Maybe he's looking for more people that he can turn into law enforcement officers who aren't citizens but can arrest citizens.
Yeah, that's crazy too.
Yeah.
Just imagine though, if J.B. Pritzker or his family were attacked, were injured, and I would never wish that upon him. I'm just saying, play that scenario out for a second. It's easy to say I want to take the resources from the police department, for example, and I don't want to have more officers. I want to have social workers, okay? But then
right. When
your family has someone who's trying to break into your home and your kids are there, you're the one who wants to call 911 and have officers coming there with guns to stop the intruder. You don't want a social worker there. So it's so easy for people to sit there and say, well, this isn't necessary. This is a bad idea, until you're the one personally affected. So what if J.B. Pritzker's family were injured at the hands of an illegal who was let out, who was charged with one of these offenses? They should have notified ICE because they had a detainer on that person, and they didn't. September, ICE sent a letter to the Illinois Attorney General asking for cooperation. Hey, we have detainer on thousands of people who are in your custody. Let us know. Before you release them, we need to know so we can take them into custody. Shocker, AG's office out of Illinois did not respond.
I wish there were legal ramifications, just like the judge who let that illegal run out the back door, and she got arrested for it. I would love that there would be the legal ramifications for this, but as we'll hear in just a minute, apparently in America there are no such thing as legal ramifications if you're on the left, period. You can do anything you want and get away with it.
Yep.
Leading to a lot of frustration. Good point there. I'll say Pritzker and this Brandon Johnson are actually at odds over something that is very similar to a situation we have going on right here in St. Louis. We're going to talk about all that and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Legal immigration is legal. Illegal immigration is illegal. Duh. And the president has sent in federal officials to enforce the law because local politicians in New Orleans won't. Many of them, I know them, many of them majored in online activism with a minor in puberty blockers.
I love John Kennedy.
He's talking about them sending help and troops down into New Orleans. And, of course, New Orleans is famously a liberal city, although it's surrounded by Republican politicians like John Kennedy. They've had Democrat mayors down there like St. Louis for years and years. And the governor is often a Democrat in the state of Louisiana for whatever reason. But I love that Kennedy is talking about those things. I know you probably, maybe some of you who listen a lot get tired of me saying this, but I've used the Charlie Brown analogy enough that I shouldn't bring it up ever again. But Charlie Brown and Lucy in the Football typifies what has gone on for years in Republican power circles, where you get power and you have an opportunity to make things right, and we're constantly disappointed. Disappointed that Hillary Clinton was never in Prison Orange. How did that happen? I still don't know. I've been doing media stuff for 35 years. I've been doing talk radio for 15 years. Nobody has ever explained to me how you could keep a private server in your home with top secret information on it, take the phones with evidence on them and smash them with hammers, wipe the whole thing out with a bleach bit, and never have a single criminal repercussion for what you've done. Do you share that frustration with me? I mean, do you feel my pain when I shake my head and I just want to beat it against the wall and say, how do things like that happen? Because we know there are lowly members of the military, and by lowly, I mean low-ranking members of the military, who served on nuclear subs, for example. And on the guy's last day on the job, he took a few photos on his camera in what was a restricted area. And he took him and he got him printed. And he went to prison for it. And Hillary Clinton exchanged top secret information on private emails, and nothing ever happened.
Secretary Clinton said, "I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material." Was that true?
There was classified material emailed.
Secretary Clinton said she used just one device. Was that true?
She used multiple devices during the 4 years of her term as Secretary of State.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands, that were not returned.
Yeah, thank you. Just a reminder of Trey Gowdy there questioning James Comey, who, by the way, should also be in Prison Orange. But that's a separate story. So yesterday I stumbled across this rant by someone I used to listen to pretty regularly, I have to say, and then it kind of faded in my world. I don't know. He just seemed to go off the reservation there for a little while, but he's back. I'll have to say he's back. I've been watching some fascinating stuff coming out of the mouth of Glenn Beck, and I've enjoyed watching it. And he's a brilliant guy. Listen to the rant he went on yesterday. It was just epic.
I don't know about you, but I'm tired. I am worn out. I am fed up. I've had enough. I am tired of exposing corruption, doing our homework, going overseas and having documents translated to make sure they're exactly right, presenting the evidence. We know what's happening, except then once we expose it, nothing happens. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody pays for a damn thing anymore. Nothing. If you and I did half the things that people in Washington do every day, you and I would go to prison.
He's right. He's absolutely right. I mean, and on the string where this was posted, people are like, you know, Pam Bondi's been a big disappointment, and Kash Patel, and I don't know. I think they're swimming upstream. I think they face a lot more opposition when they got in these. I'm trying to give them a little bit of credit here. I think they faced a lot more opposition in some of these situations than they expected when they got in those roles. But am I angry about how a lot of things have been handled? I am. I've been doing this long enough that, like Glenn Beck, it makes me want to crawl through the microphone sometimes. Another example of some of his examples. Listen.
Nothing. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of actually being open and saying, okay, well, let's look into the spying on this presidential candidate. That's a pretty hefty charge. Were they doing it? And then finding out, yes, they were, and nothing happens. He was colluding with Russia. My gosh, that should be the biggest scandal of all time if that were true. If it wasn't true, and it was started, and evidence, paperwork even showed that they knew, all the way to the White House. You'd think that would be even a bigger story. Lying to the FISA courts, nothing. Creating an enemies list, nothing. Using our own intelligence agencies to assist in this operation. Spending millions of dollars on a claim they knew that wasn't true. The collusion on Russia, they knew it before the president was ever elected.
You're absolutely right, Glenn Beck. I'm tired, too. I'll have to admit it. All right, coming up, we'll get to our friend John Lamping at about 6:35. Talk more about the illegal driver's license, too. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.